Rescue teams have pulled about 1,000 odd people to safety, but 200 people are still missing or unaccounted for, and that's what the rescue efforts on day three are going to focus on. Now, the scale of this tragedy was so massive that this entire picturesque region has been left flattened. Houses and homes have been washed away. There's, you know, several inches of slush and mud, which is making the terrain very difficult to navigate. And what's complicating efforts is also the fact that it's incessantly and nearly continuously raining. So that's making it hard for rescue teams to reach people who might be stranded in some far-flung areas.